Alice Kariuki grows tea in Kenya's highlands, a couple hours north of Nairobi. She says these days, the seasons are harder to predict than they used to be.
When we are wanting time for rainy, it changes and it comes time for sunny.
Kenya is the world's third largest tea producer, exporting $1.3 billion worth in 2013.
Hundreds of thousands of small-scale farmers work in the tea industry in Kenya. It's the country's largest export industry, but they're already starting to see effects from climate change.
Rising temperatures are damaging tea plants, says agronomist Stephen Mwaniki.
The sun's scorching. You see, the sun is so hot, leading to scorching.
And it's not just heat extremes. Dead brown fields bitten by frost are more common too. And damage from insects and diseases is also rising.
That increase of the number of pests is coming as a result of that climate change.
It adds up to a major threat to Kenya's tea industry. ETP, the London-based Ethical Tea Partnership, and others published research showing the areas in red will be much less suitable for the crop in 2050 compared to today. For the average small-scale farmer who plants most of his or her land with tea, deepening poverty is a real risk. So ETP is advising growers to take a tip from Alice Kariuki.
No, you cannot grow all the tea because you need the tea, you need the maize for eating. So you have if you plant all the tea, you shall not have much money.
Kariuki's half-hectare plot is jam-packed with not just tea, but cabbages, broccoli, maize, and more. She has invested in cows, chickens, and goats, and a biogas unit that turns their manure into cooking fuel.
The animal is giving me milk, money, biogas.
ETP and others support training for farmers like Kariuki so she can share her knowledge with her neighbors. It's going slowly so far, but Stephen Mwaniki is optimistic.
The worst we could have done is to keep silent and pretend as if there is no climate change. But it is good. Our farmers have realized that the climate change is with us, and it goes without saying, we have to do something.
Something they hope will keep Kenya's tea industry going strong. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Murang'a County, Kenya. Good.